I'm going to ask Nick to come on up here. It's been a privilege to get to know Nick, and I've grown to love him, and it's been amazing just to hear how God saved him and what God's doing in his life today.
I stand here today as someone who has always considered myself a Christian. Since a young age, I was taught about Christ. Intellectually, I've known about the truth of God for a long time. And while I understood the cross intellectually, I did not feel my need for Christ in my heart. When I think about this, I often think about Revelation 3, verses 16, regarding lukewarmness. It would be preached in a sermon, and it would strike me that I was lukewarm. I had one foot in the church and one foot in the world. I didn't hate my sin, although I tried to be good. I don't want to say that I thought my goodness was my justification, but that was the condition of my heart. I was very proud. I felt as if I had very little sin in my life, but this was very much a self-deception. As 2 Timothy 3, verses 5 says, I had the appearance of godliness, but I did not experience God's power. I did not grasp his forgiveness. Jesus says in Luke 7, 47, but he who is forgiven little loves little. I loved God very little. Mark 12, verse 30 says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. I did not. The greatest commandment I did not desire to keep. I had not love. Therefore, the apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians says that I was nothing, I gained nothing. For I was and am a sinner, and for my sin the wages are death. About 2 years ago, my lukewarmness shed itself and my fleshy side took rein. It was at this time that I realized I was a slave to sin. The sinful patterns in my life were controlling my actions and blinded me. It was a pattern I could not overcome with my own strength. It was at that time that God began to move in my heart truly. With much weeping, he opened my heart to love him and to feel his mercy. He gave me new eyes to see my sin. He caused me to hate my sin. I think of Ezekiel 36, verse 26, where it is written, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. It is a new heart I have been given that loves God and causes me to keep his precepts. I abandoned the notion that I would know how to be good on my own. It was a lie to think that any of my goodness was somehow sufficient. All of my goodness was filthy rags. I abandoned myself in all self-reliance. God has shown me so much of himself throughout the years, his faithfulness, patience, admonition, love, and mercy. He has caused me to come to a point of humility before him, to know him and trust in him completely for my salvation. I believe that Christ came to earth and died on the cross for my sins, that he rose again. He atoned for my sins and my sinful nature. It is because of his grace he has given me faith, and through that faith I know and believe that Jesus Christ is the Lamb that was slain for me so that I may have fellowship with the one true God, who is merciful. He is my Savior, my Redeemer, my strength, and I love him. Since coming to know Christ in fullness, my eyes have been opened. I understand now about being apart from this world and to not be a lover of the sinful patterns. I am seeing areas of sin and unrighteousness in the world and in myself that were never revealed to me before. But it is one thing to see it and another completely to hate it. The devil and fallen angels see sin, but they do not hate it. I hate my sin and that of the world, and while I am not, nor will I ever be perfect, I long for the Lord's sanctification. He has given me a heart to keep his commandments. He has been excessively faithful to me. My desire is to be faithful in return, to show my gratitude, and to not be lukewarm, but to truly be on fire. The words of Revelation 3, verses 14 through 22, paint a progression of my true walk with Christ. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you either were cold or hot, so because you are lukewarm, and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I have taken Christ's counsel, and I have been given Christ's pure garments of righteousness. I have put on his eye salve on my eyes, and I have been given his gold tried in the fire. Though I struggle, I am no longer lukewarm. I'm here to confess today that I am a servant of Jesus Christ. I am his, and I want to confess that through baptism.